Hi, who's there? Hi, it's Mary Lou.
Hi, Mary Lou. This is Karen.
Hi, Karen.
Yeah, we're really getting snowed, my dear.
Uh-oh. Sorry.
No, I think we're happy about it, even though people don't want to admit it. But it is rather important to get some snow up in the mountains. How's it doing down there in Arizona?
How's it going? It's going great. I'm going to be on mute here. I have to run over and get a blood test. So as soon as somebody else joins you, I'm going to go on mute.
Okay.
I have to go over and get some blood work done.
You're going to go get some blood work then?
Yes.
Now, why?
It's my physical.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I have short-term memory.
Ah.
So you're going right after the meeting?
No, I'm on my cell phone.
Oh, you are on your cell phone now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is anybody else here?
What?
Is anybody else on?
Nope, nobody so far. It's just you and I.
Huh.
Yeah, I wonder if Ruth is having any problems over there. Because
well, they didn't have power last night. She and I did the WebEx, and she was on her cell phone, and I was flipping slides that she couldn't see, but she did a great job.
Wow.
But they didn't have any power last night.
Well, I'll bet you that's the way it is right now because it shows myself on here. Does it show you on?
No, because I'm on my I'm
yeah.
Not on.
Well, that makes sense then. Yeah.
Monty?
What?
Monty's not here either?
No, I haven't heard from Monty. Of course, he may be in the same situation.
Huh.
Well, anyway.
Okay, I'm going to put you on mute. It's going to get noisy.
Oh, here's one other person on. Who just came on?
You sure they're very loud.
Who just came on? Hello? Yeah, who just came on?
Good morning, this is Ruth.
Oh, Ruth. We were worried that maybe you weren't going to be on.
Well, I have a cell phone.
Oh.
We have this little black box thing that we can charge up. It's like a big battery. And then we can plug things into it, and so we can recharge our phone.
Wow. Okay. You guys are really having a rough time over there. You ought to be up here in the mountains.
Is Monty on?
No, I haven't. Well, Mary Lou is on.
Well, Monty might not have any electricity either, actually. He's an Olympian. It's as bad as any place.
I know. That's what Mary Lou said. You didn't have electricity last night. And I said, well, Monty might be in the same position. I don't know.
So, who all do we have on today?
Just Mary Lou and I. The computer doesn't show anyone else, and I've not heard anybody else beep.
Here, Ruth, but I'm on mute because I have, I'm going over to get blood work done.
Oh, okay. Well, everybody must have thought we were going to be not be able to be on because we have no electricity around here. pretty dark everywhere. Can you guys hear me?
Yeah, we hear you fine.
Well, we have no slides.
No, that's not a big deal. Well, I shouldn't say it like that. It's too bad we won't have them, but this call could sure go on.
Oh, I was not thinking I was going to be talking about the program today. I was going to be listening to Monty, but I forgot he might not have any electricity either.
Yeah. Oh, now there's a Margaret on right now.
Oh, Margaret.
Hi, Margaret. She's not
so ready. Somebody have the WebEx open?
I've got my WebEx open, and I see Margaret on there, but nobody else. Well, I know that Mary Lou is on.
Mary Lou, did you open the WebEx?
She's on a cell phone headed for the doctor.
Maybe Martha Sue? Is Martha Sue on?
No, I'm telling you that I and Margaret are the only people on this call right now.
But if you are looking at the WebEx, somebody had to load the WebEx.
Well, I don't know who that somebody is.
Anybody could open it. Oh, I didn't tell them how to open ours. Oh, okay, they can just see who's on there. Well, that's kind of handy. I didn't know everybody can have a conference call and see who's on. So.
Oh yeah, because I saw that it was charted last night when I went in. This one was scheduled for this morning, so probably that's why you were able to join. But do you have any slides, Karen?
No, I don't have anything like that.
I don't think ones that can open it so they can put something up. Can they show a desktop up there? No, can't do it. No one can do anything except that Martha Sue and Mary Lou have the data that allows them to do that.
But you know what? We can go ahead and do a very good program without the slides. It'd be nice to have them, but...
Well, certainly we did it before, didn't we?
That's right.
And so, I've got some information.
I'll bet you anything Monty can't get on, because he'd be on here by now.
Right.
Somebody else join.
Pardon me?
Somebody else join.
Margaret, and I had trouble getting on.
Oh, okay. Hi, Margaret.
Hi.
Well, there's not any slides up. I don't think there's going to be. We don't have any electricity out here, Margaret.
Oh, okay. That makes a difference.
But we are, certainly have a good visit. My two books.
Hey, Ruth, aren't you glad that you have that furnace that you've got right now?
It doesn't run without electricity.
Oh, no way. Oh, my God.
But we do have a gas fireplace in the family room and in our bedroom, so it's very warm in our bedroom. So... Well, it's not very cold in here, even when I'm running around everywhere else. It probably will get colder. It takes a house a long time to get very cold. Okay. Yeah, quite a bit because of the stone. Just a second.
I'm sorry, do you want me to go try to load something?
Mary Lou's not home. Oh, are you home, Mary Lou?
Yeah, but I'm trying to get ready to go see the doctor.
Yeah, that's okay. We can do it without. Everybody can tell what's your favorite recipe that you've been, a favorite recipe that you've put together. I'll tell one. What I like, everybody seems to like it really well, is cauliflower. You cook cauliflower until it's pretty soft. Maybe you guys have done this, and then mash it up. And of course, you don't have very many calories, so you can have quite a bit of this cauliflower. And then you can put different seasonings in it. And sometimes I put garlic and salt. And then this last time I put, there's a coconut oil that is a very healthy oil. And I've been using it in a little, just a little teaspoon of it or so in rice or in the coconut, I mean in the cauliflower. And it really tastes good in the rice or in the cauliflower. It makes it just taste different and very, very tasty. So, last night, it's like kind of like having mashed potatoes. I mean, they taste them and they taste a little different, but you feel like you're having mashed potatoes. Good morning.
Good morning, Ruth.
Linda?
Yes.
Well, we're having a call with no electricity up here, and I think Monty probably doesn't have even a way to get on. Well, right now, I ask everybody to share a favorite recipe.
Oh, okay.
That you've used with, that works for your program, or a meal that you've used. Or a shake.
Well, my favorite shake is throwing in bananas and strawberries into a vanilla shake. But that's not anything really unique. I like your green shake.
Mhm. We have so many raspberries, but I've been making raspberry shakes I'm trying to balance it according to the blocks, using a third of a banana per person, and then I use one scoop of the protein powder per person, and then the raspberries. You can have a whole cup of raspberries per person. And then you can put some spinach in and a little bit of celery in. I can't put too much celery. It's pretty strong flavored. You can put quite a bit of cucumber in and that won't taste. So you get all these vegetables in there and that you don't know that they're in there. I think that's kind of fun.
Wow. Does it turn green?
No, it's not quite as red as it usually is. I don't put too much spinach in it. Just a little bunch. And then I have watermelon that's frozen up in pieces that you can kind of like skinny, bigger ice, flatter ice cubes. Like
well,
if
that's
you had
a good idea. Water. I never thought of freezing watermelon.
Yeah. Actually, what happened was when we had the wedding, then we had a lot of watermelon. We did that, and so then in the summer we did that again. Just bagged
that's
up. Watermelon, and so watermelon is a 7 on the alkaline scale, and so you put that in, so you get more alkaline. Or I have cantaloupe also, but cantaloupe's pretty strong flavored. You have to. I use cantaloupe when I'm doing a more tropical, and I'm also pineapple. I really didn't realize was so high on the alkaline scale, so. It makes all the drinks taste very tasty.
Yeah, I love pineapple. Yeah.
You can use just a little bunch. So you have a block of pineapple, a block of banana, and you wouldn't have a block of all these things. Take a few pineapples and a little teeny cubes of pineapple. And I use fresh, I have bagged fresh cut pineapple instead of canned, but you can use canned, but I like doing the fresh better. Fresh frozen.
Yeah.
All the things are frozen, so it's just very cold and quick. I put the pineapple sometimes in with the raspberries also, especially, because it's sweet. It will sweeten up all those sour berries I put in there.
Yeah, now do you put in ice?
I don't. I have before when I have more fresh things, so I use the ice sometimes in the summer, but I don't have ice. Have so much frozen fruit or frozen vegetables, because you can cube up cucumbers or slice up lemons and different things. They're all I have all these frozen things.
Now, do you freeze your lemons?
Yep. Matter of fact, I have frozen. What did I have the other day? And called for lime, and I have lime juice ice cubes. I put lime in a...
And that's why I was so late. She was busy.
Deep? Okay.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
Fine, thank you. Sounds
good.
Like you're driving first. We're talking about recipes.
What's that?
We're talking about recipes.
Oh, cool. Mike recipes.
So, did you want to say something or tell us a recipe?
You know, I'm, my brain isn't awake enough to talk about recipes this morning.
Okay.
My usual recipe is, when I was, doing the block chart back in 2006, and I'd figure out what I was going to use for my protein, and then just throw some vegetables along with it, and and then pick out what I was going to use for the fats, and just that was my recipe. Just this much protein, and this, and then all the carbs I could eat, and I was usually in pretty good shape. And that was my recipe.
Could you star six for us, unless you pick up when you want to talk, because we continue driving. So, one thing I mentioned the coconut oil, and you want to get extra virgin, not fine. And there's a really nice one at our Vachon grocery store. Something about sun. And it has a picture of a sun on it. A sun, like a sunrise. And most of that, I got one that was not that brand, and it was so bad we threw it away. After having the other one, it smells so good. You want to eat it right out of the jar, but it doesn't. Get out of
this
jar. It's in a glass jar.
Fine. And what was the brand, Ruth?
Something about sun. I don't know if you remember what sun or something like that.
Okay, I got it.
It's made by Now Foods, N-O-W. Okay. Steve, could you, star six? Star six. Can't hear us. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Okay. Anyone else have, there was something else I put in there. Oh, the other thing I put in my drink, I only used one scoop of protein powder, so that's only one block. And you don't have to have, I don't feel like we have to have the full amount of protein. That we were eating a little high on the protein, but I really have to have that egg, and so I put a raw egg in our drinks as well. And just having that complete protein, complete protein gives me very much more energy. I remember when my Aunt Wanda was living on our property, and I was trying to talk her into being vegetarian, and she said, nope, I have to have my eggs. Every day I have my 2 eggs, and I feel good. And she was not changed from that. And I think there must be something in the family there that that's what we have to have. And so I know, and I mentioned before, and listening to, and talking about listening to my body, when I noticed that I wasn't, when I didn't have very much energy and I started eating that egg, that was a thing that made me have just mental clarity, and I was just charged and ready to go. And usually I only eat one a day. Sometimes I eat something else, but fish is second to give me my good energy. And definitely I do not eat carbs in the morning. Not other than the fruit. I don't eat any grain carbs. And recently I've just been reading and it said you do not eat carbs in the morning. And I don't know if that's for everybody or, and I'll have to find out where I read that. It's probably in this To Quiet Inflammation book, I think. So I've been reading it.
So that's oatmeal.
That's right. I definitely, when I eat oatmeal, I just crash.
Huh.
Even if it's, even I can eat it later. Even if it's gluten-free oatmeal, I still crash. It seems to be the grain. I don't know. It just doesn't. I just feel like, okay, I just feel so tired, I think I'm going to have to go to bed. And I can't do anything.
I love it. Morning. Huh. Everybody's different, I guess.
That's right. We have to listen to our own body.
Ruth, may I ask a question? Do you know if a guava is in the same category as stevia?
No, it is not.
It is not. Okay.
It's kind of in the same category as honey.
Oh, okay.
Well, it affects your blood sugar level. It will, and of course, it's got calories. And also, its pH is probably about a four or five. And
really?
Stevia is a 7.
Okay. Well, I'm going to have to go hunting for stevia. It sure is.
And I like the liquid, and
okay.
I buy quite a few things from VitaCloth because it's a lot less expensive. So good stuff and free shipping.
Well, I want to share with you a favorite recipe that I just discovered. You know, Darwin, our Native American son, he came home at Christmas time, and he cooked this salmon like I have never had salmon before. He took the inside cavity, he squeezed lemon juice all through it, and then he put slices of onion and slices of lemon and tarragon, fresh tarragon. I think it was tarragon. I got to make sure. I'll tell you tomorrow whether it was. No, I'll tell you Monday. But anyway, he puts that all inside the salmon, and I promise you, you have never eaten salmon as tasty as that was.
Wow. That sounds good.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
That sounds like a good recipe.
Well, that came from a gourmet cook. By the way, Darwin no longer lives in Seattle.
Oh.
He's
knows?
In Colorado now.
We could talk about that later, I guess.
Yep.
Question for you. Quinoa, I didn't see that on the chart. Where does that fit in?
It's in the grains.
It's a high protein, but what is it, more alkaline or is it acid?
I'm pretty sure it's on there.
I didn't see it, but maybe I'm blind.
It might not be in alphabetical order because I might have found it someplace else, and some of them that weren't on there, I had to squeeze them in someplace, and I put them in usually the category, but they might not be in alphabetical order.
Okay, I'll go look at it again.
It's higher than the it's higher than the rest of the grains, and it's also higher in protein. And I'm very excited to and I'm planning actually to take some quinoa, and I can't use my oven, so I'm going to use it on the cooktop because I have a gas cooktop, so I can still cook things and kind of roast it, I guess, and it turns really nutty, and I thought I'd use it even for a snack because you can put some salt on it, and I'm looking forward to trying that. I'll tell you maybe next week how that goes, but it's probably the number one grain for protein content.
Now, what grain was that?
Quinoa. It's Q-U-I-N-O-A, I believe.
Yeah. Usually grown down in Peru over 12,000 feet high.
That's a good question. It's a good thing to bring up. I've got this book here. I'm going to look it up.
I was going to head to the library tonight and see if I could find it. Been too busy so far this week to head to the library, but I was going to go there tonight. You were saying for me to star six. When I finally did that, and it blocks me out, did that take away any noise? And then,
yeah, it was good.
Okay, is it real noisy? Let me just push this here for a second for about.
They're not very noisy right now. Quinoa is a 4.5.
On the pH? So it's still acidy then?
Well, no, I think that's in a. I think that's in a.
The alkaline would be up above 7.
Well, there aren't any foods above 7 except for lemon.
Okay.
The foods are not above 7.
Oh, okay.
And so that would be the low alkaline. It's not even on, I believe. I don't have a chart in front of me.
Okay. Well, thank you. That answers my question.
Okay. Good question.
That was been experimenting a lot.
The alkaline-forming grains are amaranth, millet, and quinoa. All of the rest of them are down in the alkaline side. Is everybody still there?
Yep.
Okay, I was talking and I was muted. I've been experimenting a lot with trying to make bread, and pizza crusts and things like that, and I've been pretty successful with pizza crusts and stuff. But I've been using more of the combination of just a whole bunch of different things: white rice, brown rice, quinoa, tapioca starch, potato starch, and just mixing a whole bunch of things together instead of having to just be one. And even Carol enjoyed some of my waffles and stuff. She goes, wow, those are good. So it's been interesting, but you have to, as I was learning here lately, you need to stay away from the potato starch and the tapioca starch because they're highly refined. So it's been interesting to play with it and try to make something work.
Right. Be able to eat it with within the block so you don't have way too much carbohydrates.
Yeah. Well, that's what I worry about with my green smoothies in the morning. The carbohydrates are probably off the charts, but I'll take my BlendTec and make 40 ounces, something like that, 48 ounces.
We can't hear you very much. Steve, you got noise.
I'm in the elevator, sorry.
Okay. I was going to look at the first of this book. Have any of you gotten the Alkalizer Dye book?
No.
No, I don't.
Pardon me?
Have we got what book?
Alkalize or Die. It's got a what? It's a kind of a bright pink book. But that's where I got all of the pH from. It's interesting to go through here and see which items are a seven. And one of them that's not on the chart that you might want to try is seaweed. Seaweed is a seven.
Wow.
Put a little of it in your food. I don't think you can, it depends on it. If you get one that's not too smelly or something, it doesn't. Another thing to add to you, your drinks or a small a bit of them would be some parsley. That's a seven. I was listening to somebody said that they have parsley on a plate, but they don't eat it. Kelp is a seven. Celery is a six.
That's why I like celery.
Guess what? Watermelon, I didn't notice this before. Watermelon is actually 7.5.
Just got lots of sugar in it.
I'll say all of the melons are 7.5, 7 point to 7.5.
Huh.
And another thing is figs. Year before last, I think it was, last year, I dried figs. That had some really good figs from Jack and Karen Ensign, and I dried them. And they were so good. And they're 7.0.
I lived in Arizona, but I tell you, they've got figs down there.
Sweet Thompson grapes, the sweeter Thompson grapes are 7.0. And the rest of the grapes are pretty good. One I was disappointed in was blueberries. Blueberries and cranberries. And plums and prunes are down in the threes. So I have to put some watermelon with them or something, because I have a lot of blueberries frozen. Blueberry plants are very easy to grow over here. So, okay. Anybody else have anything to share about the results that you're getting, how you're feeling? Physically. Everybody feels good? Better? Different?
Well, Ruth, I feel great. Except yesterday. I had a little touch of flu, so I didn't feel so hot yesterday. But normally, I'm just amazed at how being aware of what kind of food you take in as to how that can make you feel.
You know, as you're talking about that, Karen, I'm thinking, you know, what if we had different grades of gasoline? Or, you know, and some of us, you know how we have heard that they put water in gasoline, they water it down or something?
Yeah, the state of Washington, that is legal.
That's ridiculous. But, so really good gasoline would be a 7. And then if you get down here in that really acidic and you're going to put pure water in your gas tank, and how far do you think you're going to go? Your car wouldn't run at all. So that's something. If you had the sort of alkaline and the yellow green color on the chart, it would sputter and spit all the way up the hill. You wouldn't be able to go very well with that either. I don't know what that percentage of water they have in the gasoline when it still runs. But if we think of our body like that, start to eat those and think about trying to run on water instead of on gasoline, well, it probably wouldn't do too well. Does that sound ridiculous?
That's a good point.
Well, I guess we better get on the day and get on to our shakes and probably Margaret's already eaten hers over there in Tennessee.
Yeah, I have.
30 now. Yes. 34.
Well, it's what time?
9:34.
Wow. Halfway through the day.
Yeah, I like oatmeal. It works well for me.
Well, good. I'm not sure what makes a difference, but I know that there's a difference.
Yeah, let me mention something about oatmeal just for your information. Carol ate that, you know, every day for about 3 or 4 months. And she just got so stoved up she could hardly move. And we saw something on one of the emails, and I showed it to her, and she stopped eating it. Within 2 or 3 days, she didn't hurt again. And so I just, you know, you need to, if you're eating oatmeal every day, you need to trade off with something else like quinoa and millet or something. It'll make it better for you.
Thank you, Steve. That is certainly a good point for variety, and that's something I have to really work on, because I can just, especially in the morning, just get so busy. I just eat the same thing. I eat so many almonds, not necessarily for breakfast, probably more in the afternoon, but I can eat almonds in the morning. But I do have a tendency to just be satisfied with eating the same thing, and I have lately just really made an effort to make and cook different things, especially for dinner time. So it's been kind of fun getting back on the program again. You guys have a great day, and we'll talk to you on Monday. I don't know that we'll have electricity by then. It's probably kind of doubtful. So there's so many people out here out of electricity. So,
well, weather's a storm, Ruth.
Pardon me?
Thank you, Ruth.
Weather's a storm.
Okay, you're welcome.
Thank you, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.
Have a great day and a great weekend.